Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
News Talk 830 WCCO Sports with Mike Max.
Hey, Mike, I want to say happy birthday to a very good friend of ours and all of Minnesota sports fans. I mean, I had a great guy. Ken Herbeck is having a birthday today. Herbie, I hope you pace yourself.
Big Herbie. Yeah, got Bud Grant 2 days ago, Ken Herbeck today. Yeah, the legends.
Yeah, and Mark Landsberger has a birthday today.
We've seen Herbie more than we've seen regular Twins players this year on TV, because they've been replaying between radio and TV the 1991-1987 games. I feel like we've seen more of Herbie than we have of the current Twins roster, of Nelson Cruz, etc. But Herbie made some plays, man, back in the day. And, of course, the grand slam he hit in Game 6 in 1987. We played that game a couple weeks ago on WCCO, and such a terrific fielder, of course, that hand-eye coordination that probably as good as we've ever seen in a Twins uniform in terms of just pure hand-eye coordination.
Oh, God. Yeah, there's no doubt. And that's, that is one of the gifts that a lot of people get, and Herbie had it well. But, Mike, yeah. I'm glad you mentioned his defense at first base, because I don't think – I know Don Mattingly was in the league at the same time, but nobody in my estimation – and we're homers a little bit on this, but nobody was better than Herbie defensively. He was amazing.
No, he knew how to get the ball behind him over his head and make that catch down the right field line. Those are really difficult things to do, and it just came so natural to him. It's the old, I think he told us, well, Tom Kelly's told it several times, that after Herbeck retires, they hit a ball down, foul ball down the right field line, and the first baseman can't get it, and he goes, he looks at Dick Sutch, he says, why can't we ever catch that ball anymore? And he said, and Sutch says, because the only guy to catch that ball is retired now. That's Kinnerback. And he was just that good.
Well, how cool is that, riding your bike out to Mets Stadium, and then one day you play there? And Herbie told me a great story during Sid's 100th birthday when he was talking about it. I didn't know this one, got called up by the Twins. Remember, they were out in New York. I think Ken came right from Visalia, which is AA at the time, I think. Anyway, he comes out, and in his first game against the Yankees of all teams in New York, he hits one out of the park. And, of course, I don't know if there was celebrating going on that night or not. I can't confirm any of that. What I can confirm is that Sid called him at 5 in the morning because he was today's sports hero. How do I say no to Sid? He said, I didn't want to do an interview at 5 a.m., but he did it.
He was well aware that a young guy is not going to turn him down. Now, as years go on and they realize they've got some leverage, it's a little bit different, but the rookie Sid always knew. And it's, if you don't do it, I'm going to tell your manager.
Hey, Maxie, also Mark Landsberger's birthday today.
Big Mark Landsberger. I think he lives up in St. Cloud now. He, of course, is a great player at Mountains View at the University of Minnesota. Then he transferred down and ended up playing, transferred like Arizona State, I think, but he ended up playing for the Lakers with Magic Johnson back in the day, and was a great player. There's Ziggy Calls had him, and Nick Horvath, and, of course, Mountains View had a lot of great players down there. Landsberger was the first of a great run. Travis Bush, who was Mr. Basketball, I see him downtown once in a while, and yeah, he was part of that proud program there, but he could play when they had he and Oberding and that group together. That was so good. He was a part of it.
Oh, man. And, that was back in the day before you had the great exposure to these guys, and you couldn't wait. Yeah. You just couldn't wait if you ever had the chance to see him. It was just so – I mean, now, of course, you're playing AAU, you're playing all the time, and these guys didn't play as much. And so when you had an opportunity to see him, it was a big, big deal. Hey, I see the Wolves are reopening their practice facility.
Yeah, they're doing it's you know, I guess a soft opening you'd call it, but it's in protocol with the NBA. Where you bring in one player can be working with one coach, and they get their temperature taken before they go in every day, and the coaches wear rubber gloves, and you know, there's a pretty extensive list of things they have to do, but it gets guys in there working out, shaking off the dust. You know, they, let's be honest, they barely knew this team. This team got blown up so bad before the trade deadline in terms of the pieces, and Karl-Anthony Towns was hurt. They've hardly played with each other at all when you look at this team. If it ever started again, D'Angelo Russell, you might recall, it was the big trade, and Malik Beasley, but they got a lot of players that just need to figure out what it is the Timberwolves would want them to do, and then a lot of those guys are playing for contracts into the future, and I'm sure it's a very concerning time for them, because they don't know what the Wolves' plans are for them, and the Wolves didn't get a good evaluation on them, so at least now they can do some of that, and it's not that these guys haven't been training on their own, but now they can do it with a coach and maybe work on some specifics. So it doesn't solve the whole problem. It doesn't mean that NBA is back, but it's another step, and it gets guys at least moving around, and for the Wolves, in the Wolves' case, really important, they get to know the coaches because they don't even know them right now.
Yeah, that's a great point. Hey, Tuesday night you just had an awesome show with B.J. Armstrong and Trent Tucker talking about The Last Dance. What are you going to do tonight at 6:30?
Tonight we are going to talk to – I tell you, I was out watching a kid work out the other day, and he is – and I asked about him, and they said, oh, that's so-and-so. And I went up – he went to Yale and graduated in 3 years from Yale and took his grad transfer year and played at Notre Dame. And now he's looking at a shot in the NFL, but it was St. Margaret's kid named Johnny Lager is going to join us. And yeah, he's got a pretty interesting story to tell. And now he just, you know, he's already got his master's in like business administration, but he wants a shot in the NFL. And you're going, whoa, I think this kid's got a pretty good future either way. Graduated 3 years from Yale. And we'll talk about the youth sports as well and much more.
Well, you've never met a Lager you didn't like, that much I know.
Never met a lager I didn't like. That's right.
With the breweries closed now, you got you go where you can to get a lager. Hey, Maxie, have a great show. I can't wait to hear you tonight.
All right. Thanks, Steve.
Mike Max here on WCCO. Catch him on WCCO television as well every day. Right now on the morning news, we'll take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about those youth sports on WCCO.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.